USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The Supreme Court has opted not to address, at least for now, a case regarding whether Donald Trump has immunity from prosecution for alleged crimes committed during his presidency. Today, the High Court rejected a request from federal special counsel Jack Smith to expedite the proceedings connected to Trump's purported efforts to overturn the 2020 election. This decision implies a growing possibility that Trump's federal trial might not reach a conclusion before the 2024 election. The Christmas Holy Weekend is arriving, but with the added specter of war in the Holy Land. Ryan Daniels has more.
Israeli forces were beginning to slowly push into central Gaza Friday, with heavy artillery bombardment and airstrikes reported. Since the October 7th murder of more than 1,300 Jews at the hands of Hamas terrorists in Israel, the death toll for Palestinians has topped 50,000 amidst the IDF's retaliatory invasion.
The U.S. and Russia have found common ground on a particular issue. Both nations opted to abstain from voting on a U.N. Security Council resolution aimed at increasing humanitarian aid to Gaza. The resolution, which doesn't call for a ceasefire in the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas, received approval with a 13-0 vote, accompanied by the two abstentions. Tomorrow, on Super Saturday, more than 140 million individuals are expected to engage in last-minute Christmas shopping.
This is part of their gift from mommy to them. We've spent a lot of money because I got last-minute tickets for everything.
No, I did not stay on budget. No.
But it's okay. Once a year, who cares? I'll be in debt for a little bit. Who cares?
The National Retail Federation says 37% of Super Saturday shoppers will finalize online purchases and head to physical stores. And according to a report from a national real estate company, only 15% of the homes currently on the market are deemed affordable for the average U.S. family. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come we don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is warning travelers that bad weather could affect holiday travel.
We may see some bad weather impacting travel around Christmas and New Year's. FAA is working closely with airlines to plan for that possibility.
He also stressed that 2023 has seen the lowest commercial flight cancellation rate in the last 5 years and that they plan on holding airlines accountable for cancellations and delays. An important economic gauge is revealing that inflation is on the rise, albeit at a rate lower than what experts had anticipated. In November, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index increased by 0.1%, marking a 3.2% rise from the same period a year ago. The PCE index, which excludes volatile food and energy prices, showed a month-on-month decrease of 0.1%. President Biden is granting clemency to almost a dozen nonviolent drug offenders. He mentioned that these 11 individuals are currently serving sentences that are disproportionately lengthy, and if charged today, they would be eligible for lower sentences. The president will also issue pardons for additional offenses of simple possession and use of marijuana under federal and D.C. law. Preparing for its 70th launch off Florida's East Coast, SpaceX is gearing up to send another set of Starlink Internet satellites into low Earth orbit overnight from the Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. The 4.5-hour launch window opens at 11 p.m. Eastern. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.